The new main entrance is fully open and functional. The next big event for us is the opening of the University Academic Centre, which is in February. And then from there, we'll open the new car park, the multi-storey car park, in March, April time. And then we're on to developing the new cancer centre. So all systems go here. It's great news. We know that even though we've got more spaces than most other hospitals put together, people still find it challenging to park on our site. So putting a new multi-storey car park in will enable people to park in different places on the site. It's a huge, huge site, and we want to make sure that people don't end up spending 20 minutes walking around to get to an appointment. So it's a big, big development for us.
And Ian Stewart was mentioning earlier about the new cancer centre. You've mentioned it as well. I didn't realise that a lot of cancer treatment is actually done outside of Milton Keynes.
It is. We have a tertiary, a specialist provider at Oxford University Hospitals, and what they tend to do is look after the patients in that very intense early stage, and then Milton Keynes Hospital follows up those patients for a number of years afterwards, and it's making sure that anybody who needs chemotherapy or who needs to come in as an inpatient or indeed come in and see one of the doctors in clinic can come in state-of-the-art facilities that are suitable for seeing some of our sickest patients.